And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running.
We're recording.
Well, man. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Hell yeah. We're fucking back, baby. This is, yeah, get into it. Yeah, we're back. Another week, another episode of the Mug Off. We are in the studio. We got Jordan Sharp filling in for Jerry. You got Duggan. You got Yaz. We're in here having a fucking red hot time. We are joined by first time guest, Miss Jen Carnevale. Thank you for coming in.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
So nice to have you in.
It's lovely. This is so nice. This yeah. Every other podcast I've done is like a disgusting. This is so nice.
Oh, that we started there.
Yeah, disgusting. Yeah. Look at you now.
Look at us.
And there's no ventilation in here, so it does smell after the recording is over.
It smells
there's
a
always
bit
a smell in the room.
Yeah. When you walk in too. Yeah. But it adds like an atmosphere.
Yeah. that's not us. That's one of the many other podcasts on this fine network, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, scrolling through those photos and they're all hot people. It's like, it's one of them.
Yeah, it has to be. It's definitely not.
Yeah, it's Conchetta and Lauren in here fucking ripping ass for an hour.
Yeah, they were farting. Yeah. Oh, their poor sound guy has to edit all those farts out. Conchetta's especially.
But he's a fetishist. He loves it.
Yeah.
He's told me he keeps them all in a file on their own.
Yeah, do
he's like, you want to hear the real podcast?
Do what you love. You'll never work a day in your life.
Can you believe they're paying me for this?
No, this is great, Jen. How are you feeling? You're back out and about.
I know. It's weird.
It makes it sound like you've been in prison. Yeah. But you haven't. You've just had children.
Well, it's kind of the same, I guess, depending on who you are.
Yeah, more like you're the warden, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's good. Everyone's, like, been so much nicer than I... Not that I thought people were horrible, but people like, hey, it's good to see you. I'm like, it's good to see you too. And I don't know. It's been really wholesome and lovely. It's
yeah, good. That's right.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good to get out. I mean, like, the bar is so low once you have kids. And then when you have kids during COVID, doing anything, like going out and doing anything is like a fucking overstimulating rush of like, I'm out of the house and I'm not around baby. So it's like, yeah, I don't even really, I tell people at gigs, I'm like, I don't fucking care how this goes. Like, this is, I'm having a great time.
Yeah,
like,
we're drinking booze and hanging out with adults.
I'm just in it, like, I don't even care. Like, even if there is, it's like a shit crowd or there's like a dickhead, it's like almost funnier that
Mama's
way.
Mama's coming home sauce, kids.
Yeah, so it's like, it's been really good.
Yeah, you go from like doing wholesome shit to just telling whatever you want.
It is so wholesome. It's ridiculous. It's a lot of that. It's a lot of like, okay, I love you. Oh, okay. Kinda. And then you walk out and you're like talking about pussies and stuff like that to middle-aged people in Hunter's Hill, you know, which was last night.
The dream.
Super weird. Yeah. Yeah, there was this young guy with his parents. I was like, I'm going to say pussy again just for you.
That's sick. Did he love it?
He looked super vommy and his older grandparents looked very uncomfortable, but it was really fun. Right. It was a weird gig. It started with like, these people are from the inner west, so they're not like us, like, but don't feel sorry for them. And I was like, that's how I like to come on stage.
Yeah. Don't feel sorry for your next day.
Yeah.
Also nice to take your nan to comedy. Come see this new, like, kind of your fingers on the pulse, grandma. Grassroots comedy, cool, you know. Like.
Yeah, back in my day, there used to be a triple threat.
Yeah.
Comedians used to sing.
Who's a sing and dance man?
Yeah.
And a meal.
A lot of hand waving.
Oh, yeah.
I think you're about to write your best show. If you're in this space of you don't care about anything, that's when it's only good then.
Mm.
People, like the audience, they smell this desperation. If you want them to like you at all, they hate you. But if you're like, oh, I don't care at all, this is good. You're about to do something that will transcend, you know, your whole life. It's going to be amazing. And if you don't do it now, you've blown it.
Yeah.
That's so fucking Gen Z of you, dude.
Yeah. What's going on, dude?
Just this wry attitude of I don't care.
Hey, sorry, I'm keeping it real. I'm the only young person on this thing anymore. And so
that's
I just
true,
try to keep it real, you know?
Yeah. How old are you?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm 26.
Man, that is, yeah.
That's young.
Yeah, that's very young.
Compared to you cronies. Compared to you geezers. Yeah, yeah, I'm surrounded by geezers. I'm just trying to keep it real.
Yeah.
We might as well be those like three angry fucking Muppets, you know, at the top of the fucking
You're like
stadium.
Me when I used to hang out at the bowls club.
Yeah.
Just sitting around the table of knowledge talking about tits.
How does it feel looking to your future?
I do feel like that about Duggan.
About Duggan,
like,
Duggan,
yeah, I do see that. And look, same with Jerry as well. There's like, I will grow up to be some part of like Jerry and Duggan. And so it's like this disgusting animal.
That's quite an internal battle every morning.
Yeah. I'm like, is it going to be Jerry or Duggan that I grow into?
Yeah, either way. Am I going to be gay or short?
Either way, I'm going to be fat.
Yeah, it's definitely out of shape, that's for sure.
Man, I saw a hectic thing the other day. I was driving back from Canberra. I saw a dude riding a bike down the M5.
Like a bicycle?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just, and it was fucking busy too. Like I was scared in a van.
Man.
There was a lot going on. This cunt just on a bike.
Did he look like he belonged there? It was kind of like, how did I get here? Like,
I mean, what was his vibe? He was pumping. He was going quick, but it certainly was not 100Ks. Yeah.
Like a cyclist? Like, proper cyclist or like a junkie?
Yeah, no, it's a proper cyclist.
Because I've seen a junkie going wrong way on the... I don't know what it is. It's like the highway from here to Gosford. I've seen a junkie going the wrong way shirtless on a BMX. Yep. And like that was insane. But this guy was a real
like just
cyclist.
On a fixie as well, like one gear.
Just BMX, like fucking just like powering through.
Yeah, he'd keep up with traffic.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy. I don't know where he could have been going. It was like over the Hawkesbury Bridge.
Yep.
Anyway, this guy's a real cyclist.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was for now, but I mean...
Did he have the fluoros?
He was wearing orange,
so he's legit. I feel like that's how you can tell.
But he didn't have the fucking the fast guy helmet.
He just
looked like a regular helmet.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like most of them do. Those fast guy helmets are like super expensive. You mean like the long kind of ones that are like carbon fiber and shit?
Yeah, well, even so, just like even a more serious looking helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, I only saw him like that. But
but even then, you're like, that's a shit.
Yeah. I was like, holy fuck. Like, it was a merging lane as well. And so he's just on. He wasn't on the shoulder. He was just in one of the lanes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
God damn.
Right in a merging lane, too, onto a highway, where you fucking plant it to get up to 100Ks.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
He's running from something.
Mm.
That poor bastard.
Being alive, I think.
Yeah.
Do you remember like a billion years ago when people hit a bunch of cyclists on a highway and it turned out that it was like our Olympic team? Do you remember this?
No.
It was like
a
road rage thing and they were like, fucking cyclists! And they like deliberately drove
holy
into
shit.
Them. It was like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that was a whole bunch of them.
Whoa.
Safer in numbers, but yeah, this guy's just...
My friend got cancelled for like joking about that. He has a show
canceled.
On FBI radio.
And he got...
And he posted a photo of, like, he was driving. He posted a photo of these, like, cyclists in front of his car. And then he just captioned it with the bowling pin emoji.
That's pretty funny.
And then they all wrote into FBI radio and they were like, you got to get this fucking guy off the air. He's a scumbag. Like, he's a terrorist. He's threatening us. Like, blah, blah, blah. But it's like just over one picture, you know? Like, it's funny.
Yeah, that's like, it got a good laugh in the room. Like,
yeah.
Like, you didn't say it on the radio.
Like. I can't imagine being that upset about my mode of transport.
Yeah, they really get into it though, these cyclists.
Mm. Imagine if someone posted a photo about guys who catch the bus. I'm like, nah, get him off. Get him off the radio. Doesn't belong there. I feel unsafe.
Yeah, he wet us at the bus stop. You know, he drove into the curb and splashed us or get him off air.
Do you ever, because you're prone to fits of rage, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, do cyclists ever grind your gears like that?
It's never by choice. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's true rage.
I was, the last time I flipped out in the car, I was like, I don't even know what happened. We were driving my daughter to look at a childcare centre and a Porsche cut in front of us and I don't even know what happened, but I did not mean to say all the shit I said.
Yeah, I imagine your baby's first words were, the fuck is this asshole doing?
But even Chris was like, wow, that's okay, that's cool, that's all right. Yeah. And the girls were like, what? And I'm like, fuck. Like, I just, I've had a Porsche piss me off. I had a guy piss me off on the way here because he cut in and he was like, but then I kind of started laughing because there was four of them in like a ute and they had like techno, I don't know any songs, they had like a techno song playing and they were like rocking out with cigarettes, but it was like a like a labourer's ute, and they were like, I don't know what they were doing.
So oh,
like,
a Jewel cab or something.
I forgave beers. Them. I was like, you're too funny for me to be angry.
Yeah, they've had beers on site on Friday, Alvo. That's just the boys having a bit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, you can cut everyone off. You're hilarious. Like, they were like dancing outside the car and stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, like, they know it too. They know that. They know that. Don't worry. They'll fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll love it, these inner city cunts. Like, yeah. Just a bit of mucking around.
Bit of a swipe.
So you're a bit of a Furiosa out there, a bit of a Mad Max too.
All the time. Sometimes, yeah. When I was younger, it was worse. Now I'm older, I actually realize what it was. And I was like, fuck. So I was trying to think of shit for this, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, because I know when people talk about, they're like, who's mugged you off recently? And it's like recent stuff. But I realized when I was thinking about stuff, I feel the same amount of rage for shit that happened like 14 years ago.
You got to let it go.
And yeah, I don't know how you let it go. How do you let it go?
You don't.
Yeah, you
it's
don't.
Sure. You never truly, yeah. It'll come out eventually. Like, yeah. You just push it down for most of the
time. Just keep pushing it down.
Yeah, and just every couple of, like, maybe every 17 showers, it might just come out for a second.
Just start
and
screaming.
Just like, ah! And then, yeah, give it, you want to microdose it. That's what my advice would be.
Night terrors. That's how you deal
night
with it.
Night terrors.
Yeah, it's the healthiest way. It's.
Do you get ragey at all? You don't seem like you do.
Oh, yeah. I'm in the car, I'm trying to play chess in the car. Like, if I'm going a little slowly and someone honks me, it's over for them. I will, like, go out of my way to cut in front of them and, like, do fucking 20 under. And I've been doing it since high school. Like, I used to drive to high school and, like, it was, like, a 40-minute drive. And, like, if anyone would ever get mad that I wasn't going fast enough, I would, like, make it my mission to stay in front of them and to go as slow as possible. To the point where, like, so, like, it's, like, countless how many times someone has been, like, in my rearview mirror going, pull over, cunt, like, pull over, like, let's go. And then because I was a kid, like, I would pull over and then they'd get to the window and I was such a smart ass that I was like, bro, I'm in high school. What, you're going to fucking bash me? Like, you're an, there was a guy, like, he worked for Repco and he was wearing, like, this Repco sweater and I was like, bro, like, you work for Repco, you're a fucking 40-year-old man. You're trying to bash me for going slow? Like, what the God. Fuck, bro? But I do it constantly. Like, if someone is mad at me, I will, like, make their fucking trip hell. And I will just go out, like, I will drive an hour in the wrong direction just to, like, stay in front of them and go slowly.
I've ruined years of my life upsetting people that don't like me.
But if someone cuts me off, I don't care. But if someone honks me or gives me the finger for something, it's like, all right, bro, you don't know how much time I got on my hands. I'm unemployed, bro.
Yeah.
I will fuck you.
Yeah. You've underestimated they think you need to be somewhere. You're like, I don't need to be anywhere.
And that's the thing. It's all peace and love with me, you know. I don't care if people cut off. I don't care what people do. Sure. But if someone shows anger, I'm like, I'm gonna be like the ghost that visits Scrooge. I'm gonna show you that your anger is misplaced, brother. I could fucking ruin you. Because I will go slow.
Calmness is petrifying.
I'm gonna get scary. I did one on Cleveland Street the other day where someone, like, he honked me and so I flipped him off and then I slowed down in front of him. But then he followed me for so long. Like, trying to get me to wind down my window. And then eventually he was like, bro, I just want to know, why did you flip me off, bro? Why did it have to come to that? And I was like, bro, you honked me for no reason. And he was like, yeah, man, but, like, we're just two guys on the road. Like, why do you have to flip me off? Why does it have to come to that? Like, we've been driving for so long that we'd both just broken down.
Yeah, and we're like friends at this point.
Yeah, yeah. We're in Newtown. We've been going from Cleveland Street. And it's just like, fuck, man. Like, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have.
Did you apologize to him?
Yeah, because he was like, you got to get out of the car now. And he was huge. He was like threatening to bash me and all this stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm not. That's what happens.
You're the guy in the Repco show.
When I was 17 and now I'm fucking 26. And it's like, I'm like, I'm a kid. And he's like, no, you're not, bro. You're fucking, you're a man. I can bash you. And anyway, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't drive very much anymore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I actually saw a guy yesterday, another guy on a bike. He ran a red light and his car was like, going to, like, legally about to turn into the intersection. So this was in Marrickville. He beat the cyclist and the dude, like, sat up straight on the bike and just, like, as he went past, just flipped the guy off. And I was like, the balls on this guy to be sick. Running a red light, like, fuck you.
I like that he, sat up straight, like, he's like,
He wasn't, like, and he wasn't trying to rush. He was just rolling through it, sat up straight, fuck you, as he went past. And I was like, man, that is sick.
Yeah, I remember being.
It's an insane way to behave, but so funny.
We would have been like maybe nine or something. It's like me, my brother, like maybe just over 10, like real young kids at my like at my old family home. And then this quiet like suburban street, this guy's like riding a bike, but he hasn't got his, he's like folding his arms. And like my cousin just goes like, show off, like under his breath. And the guy just turns and flips us off. Yeah, he just like kept going. But, like,
just the finger while moving, like.
He didn't say anything. He just turned and was just.
Like, I think flipping someone off is a really funny thing yeah. to do, especially like a real straight arm.
Yeah.
I'm too scared because I'm too small. I used to have a bit where I like, and it's true though, like if someone fucks me off that much but I'm alone in the car and they look like a giant psychopath, I give them the finger but like down low because I don't want them to kill me.
Yeah. Because, like, you need the release of
yeah, like, gotta get the it release. Out. Like you can scream in your car and they don't care, but if you want to give them the finger and they're like giant, you know, there's no like, I'm like... No saying like, I'm a schoolgirl. Like they're like, I'm going to bash you because
yeah.
one guy one time followed my sister when we were in like high school and we were at my family home, followed one of my sister's home and she'd called. She worked at Parramatta at the time and we were like living near Strathfield and she's like, this guy's been following me like on the highway and he's looking a bit sketchy. He's turning like a few streets and she's like, he's definitely turning down our street.
The guy's
he's,
green
he's
now.
He's definitely like turning. And she pulled up into the driveway. He drove and like closed off the driveway and got out of his truck. And she's like, fuck, Jen. And I ran outside and he's like storming up the driveway. And I was like, hi, how you going? Like trying to be calm. And she got out of the car and he's like, it's not you. It's not you. And started looking in her car. And he's like, where are they? Where are they?
Oh, man, that guy's definitely going to kill someone.
Yeah, he was going to, like, wipe someone the fuck out on the way home. So some young guys had been flipping him the bird for, like, ages, and the car must have looked the same as my sister's, and I don't know what happened, but he confused it. He confused, like, a bunch of young shithead boys with, like, a child therapist somewhere between Parramatta and Strathfield and was ready to, like, beat the shit out of someone.
Jesus,
and we were both just like, oh, that's – get off the – property. And he was just like fuming. He just kept going, it's not you. Where are they? Where are they?
That's a really funny idea to just have a guy that you flip off all the time. Every time you see him, I might just pick one of these NPCs in Petersham and just start flipping them off every day.
Yeah, we're just like...
That'd be great for content, like just to, you know, let's do it as a social experiment. How many can you get away with?
Well, just to the same person every day, though, like, or whenever I see him, just right in their face. And then at some point, they'd be like, what the fuck did I do?
You know what you did.
Yeah. And then or not even, respond at all, just fucking right
That's
in their
worse.
Yeah.
No response. Just let them brew. Let them think about it.
Yeah,
I might start doing this just to see. Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean something's gonna happen.
Yeah,
there's a guy in Petersham. I've already picked him. He stands out the front of. He's got a real high pitched voice. He goes, "Hello, how you going?"
And you're gonna flip off that guy.
Yeah, he'll wait until you walk out. And he'll go, "Would you mind buying me a Dare Ice coffee on FPOS?"
Right, you got to punch up, dude.
This guy's
broken. He's not broke.
No, not broke.
You
got
to punch up. Like, don't flip him off. You got to punch up.
Yeah, this guy needs a belting. I think.
No, I've seen him. I've seen him like trick someone into buying him a fucking Dare Ice coffee, and then someone else will walk past. He'll hide it behind him and ask for another one.
I'd say he's still pretty fucking broken.
Yeah. No, this guy's
hiding his Dare Ice coffee.
A guy without a home can't have two iced coffees?
This guy sucks. He's not homeless. I see him sometimes around in a suit.
He lives in a mansion, bro.
He's wearing a suit as the CEO of some company.
Well, that's what they reckon. This guy is probably like
a CEO.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
He's doing all right. That's why he's begging people for a Dare Ice coffee.
And who's they? The rest of the Sandlot kids? Like, who are you hanging out with?
Man, I was talking to Sevi yesterday at the pub, and Sevi said, we were talking about him, and he said he got done by him once because this guy, he just says, can you buy me a drink on FPOS? And Sevi went, yeah, sure, just grab something, and paid for it. Then he turned over the cut and picked up a 4-pack of Mother.
He might need it. He's going to get a big day. Iced coffees.
Sevi agreed to buy him a drink. Bought a 4-pack.
Yeah, that makes, you know, it's like, yeah, it's one kind of drink packaged into four.
So funny.
I mean, he can't be doing that well.
Yeah, that's this, the thing. This like, guy is clearly not.
People are always like, this homeless guy is fucking taking me for a ride. But it's like, man, if you're asking for something, sitting on the street asking for something,
exactly.
You need that
this
thing.
Guy
it's
like, is.
And you've been there a while.
Yeah, it's like
if you've got a spot where you're like, that's the guy's spot.
Mm-hmm. He's got two different spots, right?
No, he's got,
okay, he's spot rich. He's got a couple. He's got an investment spot. He's got a spot he lives in.
Nah, you guys don't. You would hate him too. I feel like I say this a lot about my Peter Shimedibis.
Yeah,
you guys would hate him.
I've been there. I've wanted to ask people for like help at the train station or something. And so if anyone ever asks, it's like, man, I don't care what situation you're in.
Yeah,
you might have money somewhere, but like, I understand how painful it is to need to ask someone on the street for something.
Yep.
And so it's like, yeah, I'll give it to you if I can.
Yeah.
You know, no, it doesn't. People are always like, oh, don't give a homeless person money. Like, you give them an apple and that'll fix them and like they might buy heroin. And it's like, let them buy heroin.
Yeah, exactly. This guy's got a lot going on.
For heroin. They fucking need the heroin that badly. It's fine.
Man, I've been there.
But they're already in
the
position where they're asking for money. It's like, that's all.
Who am I, a guy who's smoked resin from the inside of a hose piece?
Yeah.
You know, to judge a man who needs some heroin off
the street. This guy sucks. I'm not having this.
I am
also the same way, but this guy in particular, nah, fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never have money, but I always have cigarettes, and I feel bad if someone asks me for money and then I offer them cigarettes and they're like, nah, bro.
That's why this can't.
It's like, yeah, sorry, I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, fuck.
I don't need another addiction.
Yeah. This is not something I need to pick up. Yeah. And you shouldn't be doing it either.
What are you, addicted to being outside, brother?
I saw a homeless lady smoking the other night and she was smoking cigarettes. And I had cigarettes on me that I didn't want because I was like, I was drunk and I was like, I'm going to quit smoking. And so I walked past her and I was like, hey, do you want this packet of cigarettes? And she was like, no, I'm good. And I was just so confused and I felt so bad that I even offered it. I don't think you're pathetic and that you would want this, but if you do, like, you really can have it. And she was like, no, I don't want that.
Oh, no.
But she was smoking.
If she's smoking,
I don't know what's happening.
Maybe she's just like a big believer of, you know, like, hey, just take what you need. And right now, I just got another packet of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's.
She could be just a social smoker just when she's talking to people.
Yeah.
She was talking to someone herself.
Okay, so you just went up to.
So you just walked up to a conversation. Yeah.
Like, a woman without makeup, and you were like, listen, homeless lady, take all the cigarettes.
I saw a dude having an argument with a tree today, and I was like, that guy, if he asked me for an iced coffee, I'd probably get him one.
Look at you trying to worm your way back. No, man, we know who you are, man.
Nah, there's no worming, dude.
I think in the financial crisis, there's less homeless people in the city. And I was saying this to someone recently and they were like, no, bullshit, I don't, like, what? How could that even be true? But if you think about it, in the year 2000, you could buy a can of Coke for like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're homeless and you're kicking around the city, you can get a can of Coke, maybe a hot dog, for a couple bucks. Now it's like fucking $3 to $4 for a can of Coke. It's like you can't even be homeless in the Sydney CBD anymore. Like, how could you even, you know what I mean? Like, you go to 7-Eleven, it's like $6 for a pie.
Yeah, they're feeling
it's like
the
that
pinch
takes
too.
You a whole day to get $6. And like, you go to these old spots where there used to be heaps of homeless people and there's no one anymore.
Man.
And I think it's because like, it's honestly too expensive now to even be homeless.
Yeah.
In the CBD. Like, what the fuck could you even buy? Macca's is so expensive. It's like $4 for a chicken and cheese.
Yeah.
Back in the glory days, it's like, yeah, I'm homeless, but like, give me a dollar and like, I've got a burger, I've got a fucking Coke. And now it's just like, you can't get anything.
Inflation's ruining it for the homeless.
It's destroyed
people.
Everything to the point where there's not even any homeless people.
You can't
in Sydney.
Even be broke anymore.
You can't even be broke. Yeah. It's too expensive to even be broke. I'm broke at the moment. It's like I used to be broke and it was like sort of easy. And now I'm broke and I'm fucked. Yeah. I can't buy anything.
You can get
even a can of tuna is like $3 now.
Oh, yeah,
it's like
that's
used to be a dollar. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they've fucking got us at this price gouging.
Yeah, we're fucked.
That's a depressing example too, like a can of tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah, you it's see like students eating miggering and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, someone's doing all right. Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
I see.
Like, at least give me the dignity of like buying a can of tuna.
Mm.
Come on, brother. Like, please.
Yeah, now you're down the cat food aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting that way though. Like,
my pop's been down that aisle.
Yep.
He goes down the like dog bone aisle.
Yeah, a lot of people like retirees and stuff. It's like they're forced to almost eat to live or whatever. And, like,
he went down the dog bone aisle and he found chops that had been packaged as dog bones as like an insider job at the Woolies.
Really? I used to have a dude come in like that. He'd always buy the offcuts.
Yeah.
And I'd know he was like, we'd sell them for people to use as dog food or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He was coming in, he was fucking cool. He's like, some of this stuff is good. I was like, yeah, man, I know.
Yeah, well, he was like, I can make meat,
but they're just like slithers of good shit.
And there was full chops. And he was like, these are fucking chops.
Man.
And then he bought them and he said that the people that were at the Woolies seemed kind of pissed off. Like, he'd figured out their game.
Yeah.
And they were trying to sell them to their like broke husband or something that, you know.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was a sting operation.
Yeah, and then they got him.
Yeah. I mean, he might have just bought dog food.
The full chocolate.
Now that I think about it. Yeah.
He found a pigeon in a Coles car park and cooked it into a pie.
Yep.
And so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was just cooking up dog food.
Yeah,
I mean, he's an amazing man. He's, you know.
Yeah, he's just a cowboy when it comes to culinary cowboy.
Yeah. The time has forgot.
Yep.
And that's what happens.
You wouldn't have been this bro, can't you?
Now? Well, or just ever. In life? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah.
I think everyone who's ever lived in Sydney has been like that at some point.
Yeah, true.
Like,
yeah.
Like this side of the bridge.
You just seem far more well put together than the well, other now, fellas in this room.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, thank you so much. That's a really high bar.
Yeah, the rogues, the rogues gallery of Dick Tracy villains, they usually kind of sit in front of these mics.
Yeah, no, I mean, like before, you know, like, I mean, this is going to sound, because you guys know my boyfriend and he isn't known for being like the most together human being.
Is he not? He was to me. Great. Like,
yeah, he just used to like to.
He's always had a job, like in an office.
He's always had a job. But before I met him, like I was just doing whatever. Like I'd come back from London, I wanted to go to Canada. I didn't have like any job or like proper, like I was doing like promo stuff or like when you were talking about like giving homeless people stuff and not judging them, I'm like, fuck, I've been paid to give people shit and it's like, you know, I can't, how am I going to judge?
You're a promo girl?
I've done everything. I've like had jobs for like weeks and like bounced around and like, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
It's been fun though. I mean, you know.
It's a way to live life, I think.
It's never boring.
Have you been a Red Bull girl?
No, but I've had some really fun ones. Like I did vodka, Smirnoff like stuff for a while and it was the best because it was in pubs and I was really young and they kept being like, you really need to check IDs. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, because like a 14-year-old would come in. I wouldn't even pick up on it. I'd be like, you want a shot? And it was like 10 a.m. But the best time was when
the fuck is a 14-year-old doing at the pub at 10 a.m.?
Because they see you. Like back then, you used to be able to set it up at the front.
Obviously.
Yeah, you could set it up. It'd be like this huge thing of like free, you know, now I don't know if you'd be allowed to do it. But I did one at Marley Bar at the Bottle-O. And it was so funny because like heaps of like barflies and shit just hang around there and they'd always do them during the day. You're giving out like a vodka shot at like 11 a.m., right?
Yeah, yeah.
And this woman would come in and try it and she'd be like, that's an interesting and like talk about the nuanced flavor. I'm like, it's vodka.
I didn't give a fuck.
Drop
dude,
the axe.
She walked out, walked around a pole and then came back in again.
Yes.
And I was like, I didn't care. So I was like, welcome.
Yeah.
She was like, what do you have here? I was like, vodka, babe.
What's all this about?
Yeah. Just give me a spiel.
I've had one person through here. It's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
She hiccups and like a bubble floats up.
Hey, they were always happy. They were always friendly, so.
Yeah, you, like, lady, you don't even need the fucking Groucho Mask disguise.
I bet there was some bartenders cursing you at like 3 p.m. being like, how the fuck did you end up like this? Where have you been? Just shopping.
I know. I was just in the bottle shop. No, it was great.
I was just having a look and it was a lady, a very calm lady.
Do they still have, did COVID wipe out promo? Like,
I don't know if you can still give out shots of booze in bottle shops like that anymore.
I went to a pub before I came here and they hit me with a free beer.
Really?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
They recognize you from the pub?
No. I finished the day at uni and I went in and I was like, can I get a schooner of Reshes? And then the guy was kind of weird behind the bar. He's like, oh, yeah, you could get a schooner of Reshes or... we got this other beer on tap.
Oh, yeah, I've had this.
This fucking brown ale, and you can have it for free.
I reckon they're doing promos, right? It's like a silent promo, because I was doing a gig the other night, and I don't know what I got. I was like a Carlton or something, and they're like, yeah, or are you interested in a sour? And I was like, Carlton and sours?
Yeah, it ain't the same.
And they're like, have a sour. And so they gave me like a mid, for free. I reckon it's like the new version of promo. They get pushed to like give you...
Yeah,
well, market, though, did you end up buying one? I didn't buy the drink. Yeah, me neither. No. I was like,
yeah, stuff tastes like
I'm broke.
Shit.
I just got a free schooner and I was like, yeah, sick. Like, I actually, that $9 on the Reshes would have crippled me financially.
Yeah,
so
I fucking needed this.
Thank God that, thank you so much. I broke down at the bar.
I
cried
you.
And I said, thank you. I have seen an apparition of Mary herself. Thank you so much for giving me this.
I was doing a gig at UTS last week. I think it was last week, so it's not really important. And one of the women running the gig came over and said, we're doing this, like, shooting a fucking promo thing for this beer. if we give you a free jug, will you be in the video? And I was like, yeah. Okay.
Man, a credit and brought, a free jug? Yeah.
Brought this fucking jug over and she was like, can you just, like, we just need to some footage of you guys pouring schooners. And I was like, all right. That's exactly what a uni needs is a 35-year-old guy. Yeah, 35-year-old guy having a fucking a scooter with Hastings and fucking.
We're going for more of a TAFE crowd with this one. Yeah, we've
it
really
was an
dropped.
Anti-drinking commercial. It was a PSA.
Man, it might have actually been.
You're perfect for this, bro. Just, you just sit down and take a sip of the beer and the rest will take care of itself.
Keep studying it.
Yeah, you do. You've always looked like you're halfway through a werewolf transformation.
Yeah,
it's the greatest quality about you.
Yeah, if anything, it looks like I might be changing back into a man.
I think so. Yeah,
he's settling down.
God, man, I might watch Teen Wolf tonight. Actually, now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I watched that Jared from Subway documentary. That is wild.
It's hectic, huh?
Oh, my Lord.
Have you seen this, Jen?
No.
God damn.
He's a pedo, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen the doco.
This woman, like, set him up and was, like, getting him all horny on the phone and recording it.
Yeah.
To, like, gather evidence.
Yeah. Okay. Oh,
and it's hectic. They play some of the recordings. He's like, "Yeah, I just love fucking these kids."
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, like, he did,
talking
like
about going over to Thailand and pounding.
Oh, fuck.
I think he uses the word pounding, doesn't he?
I think so,
He's locked
up
now, though.
Yeah. He's gone away.
Yeah, Subway. He's gone. Yeah, he's gone away. Yeah.
He's sitting there holding up the jumpsuit. Like,
he's like, it's me, guys. Yeah. All these killers who have kids are like, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, he's in big trouble.
Which is what you want.
I think so. It's like, this guy sounded pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
Pedos are even more ballsy nowadays. Like, back in the day, it was, like, a lot easier, I think. Now, there's, like, so many of them where they're just, like, on the internet. They're like, oh, what, you can check that I'm looking up the most heinous shit in the world?
Yeah.
But I had it on private.
How did they? Yeah, they're literally. Yeah.
So what does incognito mode even mean? Yeah. Can I sue Google here?
Does it mean nothing? Bastards are lying to me.
They're using incognito.
Jesus Christ, dude. Yeah,
we'll cut that out.
Jordan, pop the fucking window open, please. Let's get that stink out of here.
All right, we've done enough horsing around. Jen, have you got any mug-offs for us?
Yeah, I think I got like a few.
Yeah,
maybe you can tell me if they're all right. I don't know. But we had these, like, so before COVID, we moved into like a unit, and the people who were living downstairs did not like us from the get-go. I don't know why. Yeah. They were just like, we are not fans of yours. And when we moved into this unit, like, every time we had people around, they'd be like, oh, what's that banging? It was like, dunk, 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 dunk. And my brother-in-law was like, oh, that's just old pipes. Because it's like an old unit. He's like, it's old pipes. We're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then after a while, we realized it's not old pipes. It's, as we refer to them, the whores downstairs beating the shit out of the ceiling every time we made a sound. So we would make a sound, and then they would literally go like, boom, boom.
Jesus.
And I was like, wow, this is full on. And so in the beginning, Chris was like, I want to talk to them. I'm like, you can't talk to them. You're like a really tall guy who's very calm, but you look like a psychopath, and they're scared of you because you came home hammered once and tried to open their door instead of ours with a key.
I think I might know why they don't like you.
Yeah. Like, which is honest mistake.
I could hear it. I was like, Jen, come on. Let me in. I was like, babe, up another level.
Why the hell are these broads like us?
But they kept like beating the shit out of the ceiling, and it got crazy. And the whole time I was like trying to calm Chris down. Like, I was like, don't do anything, like, just be super chill. And then it got more and more out of hand. You got to remember, during COVID, you're just at home, right?
Yeah.
So if we dropped anything, it was like boom, 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 like anything. Jesus. If our kid fell over, it was like boom, boom, boom. And then one day I just like fucking cracked it, and they were hitting the ceiling. And it evolved from like me trying to calm Chris down to me like picking up the baby's high chair and beating the shit out of the floor.
Bang,
and just being like, fuck, yeah! And just screaming shit at them, bought my kid like tap shoes, like, I don't care. Yeah, it's just like, it's like,
Oh, that's kind of vindictive. I love that. That's very sinister.
Well, they moved out. But, like, even when I think about it, the rage is still there. But that was, like, a long, drawn-out fucking rage. Because that was, like, over a year of just, like, we're talking any time of the day. Like, 6 a.m., like, 10 p.m., any time of the day. If you would drop something, it'd be like, boom. Like, psychopathic. Like,
and you're like,
are they just sitting there with the broom?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon one of them was sitting there with a broom. Just
they got a cup to the roof.
Yeah, but they were fucking nuts. Like, one time they came up.
Did you ever get a look at them?
Like, yeah, yeah. I used.
What race?
Good question. They were Korean, which sucks because I have an unhealthy obsession with Korea and Korean history. Like, I'm a bit, I love it. And so when I met them, I was like, fuck yeah, Korean food. And now they're psychopaths. I'm like, damn you, because we go past their building.
North,
like,
or south, though?
Well, Chris reckons defectors, and that's why they were cunts. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
We're
really getting into the,
he was like, they got no love for us because they're from the north. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Man, I hope he's right.
Like, trying to fucking scum. Nuke you with a broom.
Man, come on, dude. We've also love to Parasite.
Imagine they lost their bond for just for fucking the roof up.
I don't know, but they would beat the shit out of it, and it was like, it was insane. One time they came up, and then this was like the funniest thing. They actually said this to my face. They were like, we hear banging all the time. And I was like, we're just living our life, woman. And then she was like, no, I hear banging in the bedroom. I hear bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you literally saying? What?
Where,
like,
the fuck do you think these kids come from, dude?
Yeah, like, we've got two kids.
Yeah.
You got to let loose. Like, but the thing is, I don't even know if she was referring to that, but I just started laughing because it was, like, so obscene to me. Like, oh, in your bedroom I hear bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't tell if you're making
it. Thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
for hours at a time.
I mean, we have two kids, but we try and make it work. Yeah. No, but seriously, I was like, these women, anyway, even talking about it now, it's just like.
How old do you reckon these women were? I know it's hard to tell with them.
Yeah, they were like in their, like, late 40s maybe, but they just fucking hated us before we moved in. They hated us before we got there, and then it just progressed. And I still hate them now.
God damn, man.
Has the kids still got the tap shoes?
Yeah.
Is she getting good?
Yeah, and the people who moved in now, they're lovely. And I'm like, do you hear anything? And they're like, nah. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, right. Maybe they were just all fucking pent up, horny. Yeah. Were they a couple?
I don't know what they were. But they were not happy people, I'll say that much.
A couple of dried up old spinsters.
They were filled with
the Korean golden girls down there.
I don't know. They were like just, they hated Chris. They hated me. It was intense. I don't even know if that classifies as a mug off.
It absolutely does.
It was a long mug off.
The tap off, like the tap down, like, shoes is a very like, ooh, nice.
Yeah, she's really good at it.
Hey, guess what? My kid's into Michael Flatley now.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, you start calm and then you start just, like... I had Charlie was at our house once and he was, like... I told him
He would have settled things down.
Yeah, well, I told him how he, like...
SEAL Team 6.
Charlie's on there doing the worm in the living room.
Charlie was like, do you want me to scream? Because I was like, no, it's
cool, man. Do you want me to scream? No, the kids are asleep.
Beat the high chair on the floor. And he's like, I'd be fucking yelling. I'd be yelling. I was like, cool, man.
He's such a menace.
Yeah.
No, he's lovely.
He's lovely, but he's also a menace.
Yeah, he's a menace. He's a sweetie pie.
I've got an old man next to me who's like very similar to this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
They warned me before I moved into this room because I live in this horrible boarding house. It used to be a hotel and it's by the beach. And I was like, I need to.
Sounds horrific. An old hotel by the beach.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's a horrible place. It used to be a hotel 100 years ago, and now it's a place for like decrepit old people and like insane people. And like, I've got these lads on my floor that wear balaclavas in the hallway.
Wow.
It's like a crazy place. Cool. But so I went to move rooms and they were like, oh, yeah, you can move rooms. The only one that's free is room 29. And you live next to this guy who, like, any noise you make, he will parrot it. He's just like the schizophrenic guy who lives in this room, and he parrots any noise that you make. And so, like, if you touch the wall, he touches the wall. If you like one time I was laughing at a video and he like laughed back, like I was like, ha ha ha. And then I heard him be like, ha 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 ha.
Oh my God.
That is so creepy.
And I was like, look, I'm a quiet guy. I can live with this.
It's just you by yourself. Like, it's fine. Yeah, you're not making much noise.
And after 1 week, it like got to me enough that I came home wasted and on mushrooms. And like, I accidentally slammed the door. And so like he got up and slammed his door. And like through the wall, I was like, had my face against the wall. And I promised the people who own the place, I'll be calm, like, it's going to be fine. I can live in room 29, don't worry about it. But it took a week for me to be up against the wall being like, hey, listen here, you piece of shit. I was like swaying, like one eye closed, like, listen here, you piece of shit. Fucking, if you can hear me, fucking come and knock on my door right now, you fucking old cunt. Let's fucking, you know, let's fucking go. Meet me out in the hallway.
Did you just go, listen here, you piece of shit?
And then, I mean, thankfully, I don't think he heard anything.
Man.
But I was just standing there facing my wall. And I thought I was going to be so calm about it, but I, like,
it was, he's the crazy one.
So quickly. And that's what I realized is, like, you become this person if you live in this place. And he was probably just a guy like me. You know, like, he was a normal guy at one stage, but when you live in a decrepit place for long enough, you become this insane person.
Yeah, it's haunted,
like,
dude.
You
asking
definitely
the old man to meet you in the hallway to fight.
You definitely become the crazy, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you're exposed to it for long periods, yeah, you're yelling at the door, telling him to come and fight.
Yeah. He didn't, thankfully.
Yeah, he didn't even listen to it. Like,
for him.
No, he would, but he did hear me talking, and he was parroting like my sounds. Yeah. He couldn't hear what I was saying. You know what I mean? Like, he was back there going like, like, we were talking to each other, but we couldn't hear what each other was saying.
Did you, like, were you out of there after that?
I still live there.
You still live there? Yeah. Is he still your neighbor?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And sometimes I come in and I slam the door, and he slams the door, and I go, oh, fuck off. And then he'll be like, ah, fuck off. It's like, we just have that relationship.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
It's kind of like you got a little bird.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine. I understand. Like, I don't want to fuck his shit up too much. No, like, I'm not going to be loud in there. Like, I get it. You're an old man. You live in this old hotel.
Yep.
You're insane.
Yeah, you live in the room next to mine.
Real loud pornos on when you leave the house. And he's in there just making crazy noises. Spit on it.
Yeah, I'd play the Mel Gibson tapes just really loudly. Yeah. Just,
I'm trying to toe the line between letting him know that, like, he needs to calm down, but also understanding, I get it, you're crazy, brother.
Yeah.
So, you know, be crazy, it's fine, but also, come on, man.
Yeah.
Well, let me slam the door every now and then.
Buy him a Dare Iced Coffee then, cunt.
Oh, yeah.
Practice what you preach, mate.
Yeah. Homeless people roam the hallways in my building and, like, try and ask us for, like, coffees and milk and stuff.
Yeah.
This is like a horror movie.
It's a crazy place.
Yeah.
I found out that in the 60s, people thought it was a haunted house. That's how long it's been decrepit.
Wow.
Like, I thought that back then it would have been popping off. But this guy that I lived with was like, yeah, when I was a kid, we used to look at this place and think it was this horrible haunted house.
Man.
And so it's been fucked for ages. It was like one of the first buildings in Coogee.
Man, only in Sydney would, like, instead of, like, paying you to stay in a haunted house, you have to pay them to stay in a haunted house. It's fucking so rough here.
That's on the beach.
Yeah. Real estate finagling going on here. Like, waterfront views, man. Come on. Oh, you want $1 million? Yeah, sure. It's haunted. And
that was like that guy that used to live above Happy Endings. He'd be outside just, like, just having a conversation, like, at normal volume. He'd be out there having a cigarette. And a dude would just start screaming from up top. Can't even get some sleep. Like, dude, it's fucking 9 o'clock in
the
cross.
You live in King's Cross, my brother.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, like an ambulance fucking driving past, sirens blaring, just drowns him out. I just used to be down there, like, trying to blow smoke into his window. Just going, shut the fuck up, cunt. Yeah. Come down here, we'll talk about it. Then the bartender's coming out being like, don't do that. He rings the cops, they'll show up.
There's a girl that lives above the shaky that throws bottles out onto Devonshire Street.
Like, just to throw them? Like,
yeah, if people are being too loud, she'll just, like, throw VB bottles out onto Devonshire Street.
She's a young girl too.
She's, like, in her early 20s with, like, cracked out on ice or whatever.
Yeah.
I think she's squatting above it. Not above the shaky, but, like, the building next to it. There's an old fish and chip shop next to the shaky. She's squatting above that, and she will, like, throw VB bottles.
Jeez, it's crazy to be
if you're making too much noise,
chucking shit from a squat.
Yeah.
It's like really drawing attention to yourself.
Yeah, it's like you want to make this, like, more like a Ninja Turtles hideout, you know? Like, you just want to order pizza here from time to time. Like, you know, somewhere to skate. And, like, yeah, somewhere where your rat can, like, do, like, you know, Zen shit. Like, that's what you want to do. Like,
yeah.
And but yeah, you can't be throwing bottles.
I saw her and her boyfriend get into a punch on near the subway.
Jesus.
And it wasn't, it was her getting into a punch on with her boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
was like, you know, he yeah, was trying he was, not to do it.
And just then he ended, in the pocket.
He ended up like spraying her with a bottle of Powerade. Because he was like, I don't want to hit you, bro. I don't know. I'm not going to fucking hit you. And she was like swinging at him and he just like got this bottle of Powerade and she's like squirting.
That's
him.
A good
like,
move. Oh,
I mean, what a good guy.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, yeah. He's a gentleman, you know. Yeah. Like he's like, babe, I don't want to fucking hit you.
Yeah, I can't flog you right now. Come on. Dude. That's not even a fair fight.
Just... We're at the front of Subway.
Not in front of work.
Oh man,
bit of fun, huh? What are some of these other mug-offs, Jen?
Yeah, you got any?
So
I love it when the guests come prepared, boys.
Recently, I had a gig. This is just like me being like, I don't know if it's pettiness. So my last name is like a long one that's hard for people to say, right? It's Cannavale. I'm not even close with my dad. We're like estranged. So it's not like a, it's not like a, you know.
I just realized I pronounced that wrong at the start. I said Cannavale.
Yeah,
I
haven't forgotten. No.
See, when you said that, I was like, fuck, I've been pronouncing it wrong. Because I've been saying Cannavale.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous awesome.
But then when you said Cannavale, I was like, fuck.
I was thinking about the old HBO or Showtime series about like a freak show when I was like, Cannavale, yeah, I've got to finish that.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, it's ridiculous, whatever, it's just the last name. But because since I was young, people have said it wrong, I'm like, this is how you say it. And then I had a gig the other day and this guy was emceeing and his name was not like, you know, Sam Smith, okay? Yep. He also had like a colourful name and he goes, hey, how do you pronounce it? And I said, it's Cannavale and he goes, is that a joke? And I was like,
sorry, what, cunt?
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, I was like, what? And he was like, that's a joke, right? And I was like, every fiber of my being, I was like, no, that's not a joke.
Like, what do you mean? Is it a joke?
Yeah, and I don't want to say his name because it's a dick thing to do. But I was like, your fucking name is this. Like, what are you talking about? Like, so I just feel like using my last name, I just use it all the time because no one can say it and it's my own little mug off that consistently happens.
That makes you mad.
Yeah.
You should have been like, what, am I wearing a fucking Lakers jersey right now? You think I'm Kyle, like my name's Jen Legacy? Yeah. What the fuck? Of course this is my real fucking name.
Another one, this is actually.
I'm just trying to figure out who it is now.
Oh, I can tell you later. Like,
I think I'm going to tell, I think I've put a good kind of.
I don't know. I didn't even know the guy, but I don't know.
Was Sam the first name?
Heaps of, no.
Okay.
Was it.
I've lost all leads.
Yeah. Did they not use an X but two other letters instead?
No, I don't want to talk about that. I'll tell you,
like, no, we'll clear all. Like none of this will be in the episode.
This is like another like dumb comedy related one, like, and I don't even care about talking about.
Get her.
I think he's a dick, but
get her.
Got a room in the city, right? And I went there years ago with my friends. This is what I mean by like the it's still present. It doesn't go. And we were walking in and
get her.
They wasn't there, but he had a friend who was there, and like all of us got to go in. And we all went in at the same time, and the guy who let us in said something to me like, oh, no smile, and I was like, ugh, and walked in. And then we were all sitting down, and I was like, I got to pee, and I went to pee. And when I came back, he like cornered me, like literally pushed me into a corner and was like, I didn't like the tone you used with me.
What the fuck?
So
who are these
psychos? I'd like an apology. And I like have some, not anymore, I have some rage issues. I was like, I'm not apologizing.
Yeah, you're a mother now. Yeah. But
and yeah.
This is where you're within like, your rights too.
He was like, I didn't like the tone you used with me. And I was like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not apologizing to you. And then it progressed.
If a woman looks angry at you, why would you approach her?
But don't fucking talk to me, man. You're 6 foot fucking four. Like, what's your fucking problem?
Yeah.
Anyway, it ended
there it is.
Really bad.
There it is.
Really bad. Bit of prodding. With like Elwood walking me out and me just deranged, being like, you fucking pin deck cunt. Gotta try and scare the shit out of a small woman. So I hate that fucking place. I would never go back. When people talk about
get her
room, I'm like, it's a fucking hellhole shit box. Don't go there. And he has dick friends that are small pin dicked assholes. Because what kind of prick do you have to be to like tower over, what am I, like 4 foot
yeah.
to try and get me to apologize? What am I, your mother? Like, go hug someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so
yeah.
Elwood walked
that's
out.
That's what he
with
was
me.
Leading up to. He wanted a hug.
Yeah, I'm not fucking touching him.
He's for sure a where's my hug guy.
Yeah, yuck. Yuck. But I walked out with Benny and then I don't know where we went, but he was like, you're a girl, so you can do that, but you can't do that when I'm around because I'm a guy and he'll kill me.
Yeah. Oh, come
and
on.
I was like, lesson learned.
Yeah, they get a boot back on over the fence.
Like, good to know. Lesson learned. I was like, I don't even know if that's classified because I'm the one with the rage. But, I mean, it pissed me off so much. No, that's definitely classified. Because I was just like, you fucking wimpy little shit. Like, can you imagine, like, trying to corner, it's like me trying to corner like a 3-year-old and being like, listen here. It's get out of my face.
I just don't know why people are like, no smile. I'm like, who cares? Did you say anything funny?
I used to get that all the time. And then it just made me never want to smile at people.
Yeah.
Don't smile, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I actually approached you once unsolicited.
Met you?
I did, yeah.
To say, like, hello?
Yeah.
That's probably okay.
How did it go?
It went badly.
What are you talking about?
You didn't...
Really?
It was fine, but I scared...
Oh, shit.
I think I accidentally scared you a little bit, and then I've...
Did you?
I had... This was, like, almost...
When was this?
It was in 2016.
Oh, I have no memory of that.
Yeah.
At Splendor in the Grass.
Or thereabouts.
And I was
2016?
I was on acid at Splendor in the Grass as a fan.
Here we go.
And I was on acid and MDMA, and we had never met.
Okay, cool.
And I had seen you do comedy before, and then seen you with Aaron Chen.
Okay.
And I got confused for a second and thought I knew you.
Okay.
And I approached you.
Yeah, you know why I would have been a dick to you? Because I know what was happening around then. Sorry, I didn't mean to finish the story.
All that really happened was I approached you thinking that I knew you.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey... And then you just gave me this look of like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh,
like,
sorry.
Don't fucking come up to me, cunt.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I actually don't know you. I saw you do comedy. I know Aaron. I'm sorry. I'm leaving. And then I left.
It's great that you dropped Aaron. Isn't it?
That was my only out. That was like, I know Aaron Chen. You know, say my name to him. Oh, he might say he knows me.
Yeah, he can vouch.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I just came up to you.
Around that time, I know what was happening around that time, which is like a bunch of people that I'd known in comedy had just been like, this is like before Me Too stuff, had just been like real feral and like had like been really, really feral. And I think I was very much like not...
Guards up.
Yeah. Like I still have obviously. So many incriminating text messages from so many people. Like Me Too for me was like horrific but also hilarious because the amount of like, oh, this is really sorry, you're not going to like screenshot that, are you? It's like,
oh. I'm not, but I'm going to screenshot this and get the ball rolling.
Why, are you worried? Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're a better man than I am, Jen. I can't be given that kind of power.
Yeah, I would have had a burner account real quick.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but man, I feel like every other female has done comedy long enough.
Yeah, you guys should just make a collective account with like, you know, the picture is a Guy Fawkes mask.
Yeah.
Like you look like V for Vendetta, and you just
for a while there legitimately was like people being like, who should like is this person okay? And being like, no, yeah, red alert, like get away.
God,
it's just crazy. There's that many guys that like a lot of the people that listen to this would be like a little bit scared now. And it's so nice being able to be like, oh. Like, there is no screenshot that could
man,
bring
when
me down?
When Me Too came out, I was like, good, fucking explosive. Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah. And dudes being like, it's so hard to be a fella now. It's like, nah, dude, it's hard to be a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's hard to be
a piece of shit. I'm a fella. I'm fine.
Unless Jen Carnevale writes a Jezebel article that when I approached her at Splendor in the Grass 2016.
Yeah, that's the only dirt they can get on you. I might say
let
hi.
Let me tell you this, Aaron Chandler's got some weird mates. Some dopers.
No, but if anyone from the College of Fine Arts ever says anything about me, they're a liar. Don't believe these girls.
My parents are rich. You can't come to my holiday home. I just need to see the Vagine pics first.
Oh, it's rough.
No, I didn't think you were rude in that story. I was just... I felt crazy.
No, I know, but still.
Wait,
like,
you in 2016 being a bit of a weird cunt? I went, no.
Yeah, but still, I'm sorry.
A 19-year-old Jordan.
I was full of youth. I was covered in glitter. My eyes were like dinner plates. So I was like, I know Aaron Chen.
I think he's talking to you. Thanks.
cool.
Cool.
Oh, man.
Man, this is great stuff. We're approaching the end of the episode. Have you got anything to take us out with, Jen?
Let me think. I don't know. I've got like, let me think. I mean, this is recently. I like took my kid to go see.
Also, great kids, by the way. One of them really liked me.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you cuddled one of my kids. Aren't they the best?
They're cute. Yeah. I've only met one of them.
Yeah, well, that one's still super fat and cute. The other one's like grown out of the fat.
So am I.
So, yeah.
I think I met the older one, didn't I?
No, you met the younger one.
Yeah,
yeah.
She liked me. You kept making a point of how surprised you were that she liked me.
Yeah, because my kids are like me and Chris. They're not like the most like...
I mean, it's not that hard. I just asked her to smile.
You're not two people that you can just walk up to and say hi.
You ask the older one to smile, she would literally just be like, shush, we get told all the time from her preschool. And I'm like, that's not a problem for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Why are you guys being weird to my kid?
Yeah. She's allowed to advocate for herself. I'm going to be one of those annoying mothers. But, yeah, we took my kid to see, like, Thomas and the train, right? And it's, like, out... like an hour and a half away. It was in the middle of winter and it was freezing and she's just not down with clothes.
A zigzag?
A zigzag.
With zigzag rail zigzag crossing?
Railway?
I don't know. It's like at the railway museum or something.
Okay. Sorry, I shouldn't have interrupted with that.
No, I don't care. Really, I just don't know what that is.
The zigzag railroad.
Yeah. You told me where Thomas is. Zigzag railway in the Blue Mountains.
Zigzag.
Oh, no, it wasn't the Blue Mountains.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're being weird again, dude.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, we're sorry about him.
Like, what colour was the train?
I know Aaron Chen.
So we went to go see Thomas and it was like really cold, it's the middle of winter and she's like, I'm not wearing jumpers. And that's it.
Sure.
And I was like, oh, just put on the jumper. She was like, I'm not wearing jumper. And she's like flipping out, like, I'm not wearing jumper. She hates clothes.
Fuck, that's kryptonite for a mother, isn't it, not wearing a jumper?
Well, it's like hard because like then
I'm 35. My mum's asking me if I'm cold. So, mum, I'm
Well, you know what
fine.
It is? They get sick,
I'm
but they have like...
a fat guy who worked in the cold for 20 years. I'm all right.
Well, it's different when they're little because they get sick, but they are building an immune system, so they get better the next day. Whereas you're like an old, tired parent, so you're sick for like... 3 weeks versus their like sniffle, you know? And so I'm like, put on the jumper. And because like we're not like horrible parents, she's not scared of me or Chris. So she's just like,
she's figured you out. She knows the moves.
Yeah, she's just laughing. And I'm like getting filled with rage. And then this older woman came up to me and she was like, no, you know, she should really be wearing a jumper.
Here we go.
This weather.
All right, bitch, I could yell at you.
Yeah, and all the anger I thought I had for my kid just like fucking evaporated and like downloaded into this woman. And I was just like filled. I was like, who the fuck walks up to someone you don't know?
Yeah.
And starts giving them unsolicited advice.
I think I've still got some parenting left in me.
Yeah, it's like, don't even try to. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know where it comes from. Like, I don't give people advice like on anything unless they ask, ever. Let alone if they have a kid there who's like, I don't want to do something. You think you are going to come over and go, they really should, and then all of a sudden they're going to go, oh, some random old woman who I don't know said I should. So I was just like flipped it, and I was like, go run in the fucking ice. I don't care. Like, go have fun. Build your immune system, whatever.
Oh yeah, chuck cold shit at that lady.
Yeah,
she's wearing
I was like, make a snowball. I don't care.
The old dude here thinks that you should wear a jumper.
Yeah, which is just like setting your kid up for the creepiest stuff. This random man you don't know.
Yeah, this old fucking, pussy reckons you're cold.
This fucking loser over
you
here thinks
listen
you should.
To them.
Yeah. The only time it's okay to give unsolicited advice if it's to a young female comedian in an open mic night.
Yeah.
And you're telling her what she could do better.
Hey, get a pen, toots. About to teach you some stuff.
It's crazy how many people have those stories as well. I didn't even know people did that. It's so funny. Anyway.
Well, like asking for advice.
No. Guys being like, hey, hey, lady, like,
oh yeah,
let me give you some tips on how to be funny.
I mean, I'm good in that way because I'll do it to young fellas too.
He's equal. That's nice.
I'm always grabbing them by the small of their backs when I'm telling them how to riff.
Do you get a bunch of weird advice from people?
Oh, no,
like,
never.
Is that from when you were younger? No.
No.
Oh.
I was saying that like, women get it.
Oh, just women have seen it. Yeah.
Girls always talk to me and they're like, oh, yeah, these guys give me advice at open mic nights. Like, they feel the need to come up. Anyway, I'm not trying to be like, I'm a hero.
I didn't get heaps, something.
This has turned into me being a hero. And look, if you're going to accuse me of being a hero, guilty. Lock me up, baby.
Lock me up, fellas.
Yeah, no, I didn't get heaps when I started.
Because you were too funny.
No, I think they were, I don't know why. They were just like, she's angry.
No, yeah.
I was.
Yeah, I can't help this.
Not now, I'm zen now. I'm zen now.
Yeah,
now
she's too
moved out.
It's also crazy to be copying advice from another open micer.
Oh, that's the best though. I love that. I think that's so funny. I could watch that almost as much as open mic. When you see someone who's done like 6 gigs and like, do you mind if I just
couldn't
that bit?
Yeah.
I think there's something in
what
there.
What about if then you got off the bus?
Yeah. Do you know what would be really funny?
Do you know what a pullback and reveal is?
Yeah, I love that. I don't know. I find that the best. If you're witnessing it from the outside as well, if you get off stage, someone who's been like, I've only been doing it for like 4 months, but I just wanted to talk to you, and then watching your face, I love it. Yeah. I could watch it all day.
I would just be like, please tell everything.
Yeah, yeah, tell me.
Tell it's me everything. Best. I actually would, though. I'd be like, everything you got, listen to it and just be like, that sucks.
Just see them slowly crumble.
Just look square in the eyes and be like, dude, no offense, but that is maybe the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
The balls it takes are amazing.
You listen to the whole spiel and like, yeah. And then you go, well, I guess like, and walk away. That's the move, I think.
Yeah.
All I'm hearing is blah, blah.
Shut the fuck up. Ciao.
Adios, idiot. All right. That's the end of the episode. You got anything to plug, Jordan? I don't know when this is coming out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it hasn't already happened, 27th and 29th of September, I'm doing a show.
Yeah.
And I'm always doing a podcast, and it's called All Things Footy.
Fuck yeah. And a Patreon.
And there's a Patreon.
Sign up to the Patreon.
We've made
of that.
A few quid off that so far.
Well, he's rolling in the pennies.
It's enough for tuna. So.
Yeah. It is enough. It's you got your tuna 60 money. AUD.
Buying a log
per
of tuna.
Month. Every month. Yeah. Every month I get 60 Australian dollars that I split between three men.
What are you going to
That's about $5 a week each.
That's plenty of dog food.
Yeah. So you don't need to buy me a bit.
I'll buy...
But you I will have it. You don't please, need I will to, but it. I appreciate it.
I will have it.
I will split one with you if you want to go like first
half.
$5
first isn't a beer anymore. Beers are 10 now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We're fucked.
It's insane.
Yeah, it is insane.
Yeah, but I'll still buy them.
Oh, yeah, I'm still buying
them. Yeah, I know, right? It's like that much? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I swear to God, I'm still going to get maggot, but it will cost me a lot.
I'm not going to like this.
Yeah.
But I have will have another.
Have you got anything you'd like to promote, Jen?
No, yuck. No, I don't have anything at the moment.
That's all right.
I don't know. Yeah. I have the Instagram now.
Yeah, let's plug that.
I have the Instagram now.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't have it for ages. I've joined it.
What do you think? Pretty fun.
It's like another, I mean, it's like another addiction thing. It's like, you know.
There's a fair bit going on there.
There is a fair bit.
I saw a great video today of this Nigerian government dude. He was in court and they were questioning him about where this missing funds had gone. And he just pretended to faint.
He just
went to sleep. And they're like coming, like holding him back. And he just like let his eyes roll back a little bit, just vacant stare. Some dude started putting his hands in his mouth to grab his tongue.
The Pierce Hawthorne moved. Oh,
he didn't even do it. He just like put his head on his desk like he was in class. And then they come pushing back. And he just like, he just kept looking.
Yeah. He didn't commit that well in the beginning.
It was so obvious.
Yeah, it was like slow-mo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe I've never thought of that.
Yeah, about four dudes rushing over just to put their hands in his mouth. He has to be like, all right.
Oh, thank God.
You got anything to plug, Yazzie?
No, nothing to plug.
Nothing to plug. No. I'm not sure when this comes out, but, yeah, again, if it hasn't, the 28th and 30th of September and the 1st of October, doing a show with Charlie McCann and Fran Middleton. It's called Excuse You. We've got Patreon. Please sign up for that. As always, we would love to have your money. Mugoff69 on Instagram. TikTok, YouTube, I think, as well, we're doing now, aren't we?
Oh, Jerry can't get me the login, but I'm
trying.
One day we're going to have fucking YouTube as well, the Mug Off group on Facebook. Thanks so much for coming in, Jen. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been fun.
What a fun time, huh? Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Love you. Bye.
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 Crash and burn, all the stars.
baby.